lot of organizations putting those together, including the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. And we are joined now by Anna Richards, who heads up the NAACP chapter. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. You were good. at the forum that I was moderating last night for Carrboro candidates. Good discussion, good panelists. What were your takeaways?
First of all, I live in an ETJ, so I really don't get to vote.
Taxation without representation
Exactly. So because it is a Chapel Hill address, I tend to know the folks in Chapel Hill a little better. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was very enlightening to get to see folks who've been on the Board of Aldermen there in Carrboro for a while and a couple new candidates running. Mm-hmm. And also having a contested mayoral race and hearing the nuanced views of many of the candidates. I think there was a lot of commonality, but some real interesting nuances there as well. Yeah. So I really encourage people who can vote to get out to one of those forums. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, even as someone who can't vote for the alderman or town council, we really need to know. You really need, because we're all affected by the decisions they make. And so I would just really encourage folks to get out and think about questions. What's important to you? All of the forums have some process for getting your question answered. So I'd really like to encourage folks. Now, we're going to be involved in two upcoming forums, one on the 9th for Chapel Hill Town Council, and that is at the council chambers,
right? Yeah.
And then the school board on the 16th, and that'll include, even though there have been a lot of forums to date, but that one will include whoever the new candidates
are. It's fun with the school board because we don't know who the candidates
are yet. That's right. Yeah. That's right. So that'll give everybody an opportunity to meet those folks.
And I'll be moderating that one.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that.
Looking forward to that.
And that's coming up in a couple of weeks. And you're absolutely right. I think if you're a Chapel Hill voter, it's still important to be following the Carrboro race. If you're a Carrboro voter, still important to follow Chapel Hill. If you live just outside of town or in an ETJ, still important because it's all very much one community.
So
the decisions that Carrboro makes affects Chapel Hill and vice versa. And the decisions the school board makes affect the makeup of the town as well.
Now that one I do get the vote in.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's good.
That one's particularly important.
Yeah.
Speaking with Anna Richards, with all these candidate forums coming up, I know I was moderating the one last night, and especially for the Board of Aldermen forum with five candidates up there, you wanted to get to every single issue. Mm-hmm. And I know a couple of the candidates were chafing at the limited amount of time they had to answer the questions, especially at the end. But so many issues that we wanted to get to, and so much that had to be left off the table just because there was so much to talk about. So as people are going to forums or reading candidate questionnaires, of which there are many, or reading the online forums, the one that Orange Politics, the ones that Orange Politics does, which are all available for everyone to read. What issues should people be looking for this year, and what are you looking for just from an NAACP perspective or just from a resident perspective living in an ETJ? What are you hoping the candidates say this time around?
I'm hoping they don't talk about more taxation, I'll tell you that. I understand you know, some things have to be paid for. My question always is, so what are you doing with the money that you already got? Mm-hmm. I mean, and as a Chapel Hill resident, I think, you know, we talk about our tax base and our real estate taxes and our limited commercial base here. So I don't want to hear anybody talking about more real estate taxes, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I do think, though, that we do have to think about growth. And so I think economic development, while at the same time maintaining the affordability of our communities. And I think we're getting increasingly a community that a lot of the people, teachers, people who work for the town can't afford to live here. Mm-hmm. And that impacts the fabric and the makeup of our community, and I think that that's a real concern.
Yeah.
As we become less and less diverse as a community. So I'm interested in listening for those topics. Also, how are we going to continue or start the conversation about inclusivity in our town and on town boards? The folks that make decisions about our town, and how do we make sure that we're being inclusive and hearing voices across the spectrum and in our town. So those are some of the things that I'm particularly interested in. You know, at the, there's, you know, a lot of issues at the state level too, but I think we have to pay attention. Of course, the school board issues around equity and what are we going to do to make our, you know, well thought of school district a great place for everyone in the district and serving the needs of all students. So I really have an interest in what folks feel the school board and the school district's role is in making sure that, that we get quality education for all our students.
Yeah, speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough and AACP, and we've got those forums coming up, and you mentioned affordability there, which is such an important issue. And last night at the Carborough Forum, Jacqueline Gist, who's one of the incumbents running for re-election, said this, and not the first time she said it. And I remember Donna Bell on the Chapel Hill Town Council saying the same thing years ago from a Chapel Hill perspective, that, you know, you're sitting on the board and you want to make all of the right decisions. And if you make all of the right decisions and you make your town a desirable place, then there's going to be a high demand for people who want to live here. Prices are going to go up, and all of a sudden you've just participated in making your town so desirable that it becomes unaffordable for people to live here. And then you can make as much effort to be as diverse as possible from every single conceivable aspect, but you're not going to be really inclusive if only rich people can live here. So
right.
It's such a difficult tightrope to walk.
And so, whole balance between who's it desirable for and making it desirable, how you're supporting local businesses as well, which I think is another driver.
Yep. Well, we've got those two forums that were last night. We've got a couple more coming up on Thursday. NAACP is sponsoring another one on Monday the 9th next week for Chapel Hill Town Council candidates, Monday the 16th for school board candidates. I'll be moderating that, so we'll be getting the word out about all of these forums. Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, before we let you go, upcoming events. I know there's
There's a lot happening. We're in no shortage for that. I do want to mention a couple things. So the state NAACP, many of your listeners, I'm sure, have become familiar with Reverend Dr. William Barber, who is moving on to the Poor People's Campaign, really a national platform for many of the things that he's been able to do here in North Carolina. He's giving his final state of the State of Civil Rights address this coming Saturday morning at 9:45 a.m. at the Raleigh Convention Center. The state NAACP conference convention is this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Got a real heavy-duty lineup of folks. Cory Booker, who is senator from New Jersey, and some say a good prospect for the 2020 race.
I was going to say that number 2020 is kind of floating over his head right now, isn't it?
Yeah. He's going to be here, as well as Jesse Jackson for a luncheon speaker, and Derek Johnson, who's the new interim leader for the NAACP nationally, is going to be here. The other thing I'll mention is there's going to be, they're calling it the Great Debate on Education, looking at the impact of charter schools and what does that mean for students of color and all students and public education in general. So there's going to be a major program and conversation on that as well. So there's a lot of these sessions are open to the public, and I think an opportunity for us to hear kind of national views on some of these things. So I invite people to participate as they can in those things. So I want to mention that.
Awesome. Again, Chapel Hill Carrboro, NAACP.wordpress.com is the website, or just Google Chapel Hill NAACP. It'll come right up. But don't forget about those forums. Again, there's a lot happening in terms of candidate forums, but the two that the NAACP are sponsoring next week, Monday, and then the following Monday, the 16th, that one for school board candidates, the one next week for Chapel Hill Town Council candidates. Both of those are going to be in Chapel Hill Town Hall. Anna Richards.
Remember, of all things,
yes.
Vote.
Yes.
Early voting in our town starts on October 19th.
Yep.
So I think if we have learned nothing else from the election of 2016, it's that elections have consequences.
Yep.
So we got to participate, not just in knowing about the issues, but get out and vote.
Yep.
Please.
National, state, and local does not matter. And all politics is local. So
all
the local elections are really, really important. Get out there and participate. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.